titica. Musa vimbere era quare, era quare, era quare. Running on some village bunting. Never know we like you've been wanting. So no more up next days now. Na FNB group savings account. Saving na zero monthly defeat. Bank no charge up a quarter ni fee. Competitive saving rates. Saving best for you book mo yes. Flexible access yandalama. Mama ATM, mama bangalana. E-wallet yolo bangalana. Agent deposit or drone dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? When I need ya my physical meeting. I chat na boss I'm a member. Village banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group up just got better. Saving in a shop I'm just got better. Na FNB group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon with Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Kanyamba residents bemoan a lack of development in the community. Matabo orders a construction of police posts at key markets to prevent fires. And in African news, world's oldest president has sworn in for 8th term in Cameroon. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some residents of Lusaka's Kanyama compound have bemoaned what they termed as lack of development in that community. The residents have cited a poor road network, poor drainages, and lack of access to social amenities as some of the developmental areas are lacking in Kanyama constituency. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, the residents charge that they have seen a very few developmental activities taking place in the community compared to other constituencies in Lusaka. The residents have since appealed to the government to address their concerns and deliver on the development promises made during the 2021 campaigns. Challenge Ward 8 Councillor Ruben Mwenya says the local authority has commenced rehabilitation works of dilapidated roads in the area. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Mwenya says the works involve patching potholes on selected roads that have become difficult for motorists and residents to use. He explained that the exercise is part of the ongoing efforts to enhance road safety and accessibility within the ward. The civic leader says that although resources are limited, the ward office is prioritizing the most affected areas to ensure a smoother movement of vehicles and pedestrians.
have some areas that needed very urgent patching, which was that junction of Shentumbo and Chivango Road, just there at Shalalamo. And also we had another section, Chris Corner, Muramba Road. Some engineers from council were on site some 2 months ago, did the patching. I think the road became okay. But what we noticed is that that has been done on 2 occasions, where the patching has been done, but time they work on it, they come out because they don't hold.
A concerned parent in Chivonfo area of Mukushi district, Frank Amapulanga, has appealed for urgent assistance following the destruction of a 1x3 classroom block at Chivonfo Primary School, which was blown off by strong winds on Monday. Mr. Amapulanga says the damage has left pupils without a proper place to learn and has disrupted lessons from many children in the area. He has since called on the government, local authorities and well-wishers to help re-roof the classroom block before the rains intensify to ensure that children's education continues without interruptions.
I am 1730. I am a student. Yo nsepe amalata wali kunyapo wali fosa. Ya fosa la yamu yale ya patalisa na olo mozangu 30 meters hii. La 40 meters huko mwela wali ya mku ya fosa. Kwa nyomba tule lomba, hili la debzi. Na hawa chikumine go nsepe kwe wati. Mwela nsepe wako wale sasa. Reini mwela pepo wangu pachimbo fwe. Mwema unea. Ito mwala wako wapantu wapani. Sita ya mfula. Wali ya wanawe skulu gale sasa mbili la.
Kapa-Belta Province Minister Elisha Matambo has announced the plans to construct police posts at major markets across the province to curb the recurring incidents of market fires that have left traders accounting losses. Speaking after touring Chiwempala Market in Chingola, the walls are recently gutted by fire. Mr. Matambo said the move is aimed at enhancing security and ensuring that fire incidents are detected and prevented before they cause damage. He says government will ensure that police posts are constructed at all key markets to help prevent the fires that have recently affected the traders. The minister further reviewed that communities will be formed in all markets to monitor safety and ensure that preventive measures are strictly followed after trading hours.
It's important that our police, balike wa police hawa kutagaja ma market, elo turefu hayo kupanga ma police post, kuma market yonze hawa sensitive, kwa ti inoti wempasi. So tuachumfu anachukamba lelo kuya kuntashi. As we are fighting to put up our police post in my market like this one, the police are going to guard our market. Angu namba today before I could sakata like yesterday. Yeah. Ngumu apuisha wangu, the president valero la number, the vice president valero la number. So that to amona eto tunga fili shabantu esu, awa lufiche finti fiyawo.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadotela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today? Current business.